You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A lot of folks overcomplicate. They think they need this degree, they need this training, they need that, they need this. And really, all you need is the courage and the confidence to ask people to pay you for the gifts that already exist within you. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to the couch. I'm so excited that each of you have joined me today. Before we start this beautiful episode, because I have a beautiful guest that I cannot wait to introduce you guys to, I need you to subscribe to the channel. I need you to put this episode in all of your group chats. Just go ahead, copy, share, put it in there, okay? And tell everyone to tune in, because we're going to be talking about some pretty dope things in this episode. And I want you guys to go to the comments. And I want you to say hello, because y'all be watching and y'all don't be saying nothing and the number's just steady going up. It ain't no comments. So I need y'all to put some comments in the live chat. Go slide it over, go to the live chat and just say hello. Put some green hearts down there. Let me know you're watching. Let me know you're learning something. Let me know that this is helping you, because it's so important to me that you guys are interacting with me, okay? Great. So today we have Miss Victoria Jen Rodriguez.
You got it, girl.
Yes. Okay. And this light, she's so beautiful. Okay. Is here to teach us quite a few things. She does wear a lot of hats, I'm seeing. And I'm not going to introduce her. I want her to tell you guys who she is. So first though, how is your heart today?
My heart is big, it's open, it is beating.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's pure.
Yeah, yeah. I can tell for sure.
Thank you
for coming to the couch.
Thanks for having me. Yes, what an honor.
Yeah. Okay, so who is Victoria?
So Victoria Jen is a big time daddy's girl.
Okay.
Born and raised, single dad, from New York City. She is a talker. She loves to talk, very inquisitive, very much a people person. She's a mindset and business coach. So I work very closely with organizations who want to humanize their cultures. And so they'll hire me to build employee morale, to get people feeling good about themselves and getting comfortable in their own skin so that they in turn can become high producers. I also work with women who are in the corporate sector looking to transition to entrepreneurship, but are kind of stuck. They don't know where to start. They don't want to lose their financial security. So they're like, how can I do this? So I help them do that. And last year, I started my latest baby, my podcast called Banking on Cultura, which focuses on the vibrancy and complexity of our culture and how to use that as a competitive advantage versus an Achilles heel and build generational wealth.
And when you say your culture, what is your culture?
So my culture is vibrant. My culture is colorful. My culture is welcoming. My culture is entertaining. You know, as a Latina, we very much drive on family. Like family is one of our core values and very much about our culture. And we're very community oriented. Like when you go, I don't know if you've ever been to a Latino party, but everybody's lit and everybody's like welcoming you and feeding you.
I need to go to one of those.
Yes, it is always a vibe. And it's one of the most beautiful things about each of us is our culture. But for many of us, we've been preconditioned to believe that we need to like check our culture at the door, pin up your hair, don't wear those hoop earrings, you know, tone it down, don't be too loud. Mm-hmm. You need to look and sound like everyone else. Mm-hmm. And the whole purpose of my platform is really to show you how using your culture, your cultura, is actually going to set you apart from everybody else and is going to allow you to kind of leapfrog to whatever your destination is.
That's fire. So when you chose the name Banking on Cultura.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, I like the roll of the R. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. What made you choose that name? Because when I saw the name, I said money. So what were you thinking when you said banking on?
Beautiful. So we talk about money very much on the show. We talk about securing the big bag. That is what we are focused on. We focus on entrepreneurship and building generational wealth, right? Mm-hmm. So money is a big part of the platform. But it was kind of like a spin on words because banking, yes, is affiliated money, but banking is also like betting on yourself, like banking on yourself. And so banking on cultura is about bank on your culture, like bet on your culture. That is what is going to allow you to truly live in your individuality, in your purpose, in your essence, in your aura, and also set you apart from everybody else.
That's fire. Okay. So y'all already know, on the couch, I like to dig into the hearts of the people that come visit me. And we are all about transforming, evolving, growing in a sacred space. And Miss Victoria went on her own journey. Of course, we all have a story. But she was working for Wall Street and ended up leaving and being an entrepreneur full-time.
Wall Street to entrepreneurship. Yeah. So I became a full-time entrepreneur 7 years ago. And it happened kind of by mistake. I didn't come from a family of entrepreneurs. So I didn't really know that that was an option for me. You know, I kind of went to school, first one to go to school, first one to make six figures. I was kind of like the first as for everything in my family. So I was learning as I go, really. But 7 years ago, my last corporate job, I was heading up talent management for Johnson & Johnson. They were like, hey, we want to outsource you to Tampa. And I'm like, I'm a Miami girl. Don't try to put me in Tampa. No shade to Tampa. But like, you see this color. I need to be in Miami. I need to be where the life is at. And so I said no, took my severance. And at the time, you know, corporate and I got along very, very well. Like, I was traveling on their dime. I was dining at the finest restaurants. Like, I was living la vida. Okay. Loca. All the way. So I was going on interviews, but I wasn't able to close. And I was like, what is going on? Like, I like to consider myself a closer. So I was like, something is off. So I took it as a sign from God that he was like, you know what? Bet on yourself. Like, you have savings. You have this amazing network. I worked in corporate for 15 years. Worst case scenario, you can always find a gig if you need to. And so started my first business doing interview training and resume writing because that's what I was doing in corporate. I was in talent management and talent acquisition. And then 7 years later, you haven't looked back.
That's fire.
Yeah. Yes. The business model looks very different now.
Okay. So to anybody who is thinking about leaving corporate, what advice would you give to them to go into full-time entrepreneurship?
I would say just start with the skill set that you currently have. Like, think about the things that you're good at, that you're getting paid for right now through your employer, and think about who else you can charge outside of the organization to pay you for that skill set. I think a lot of folks overcomplicate. They think they need this degree, they need this training, they need that, they need this. And really, all you need is the courage and the confidence to ask people to pay you for the gifts that already exist within you.
Okay. What do you do now that you're a full-time entrepreneur? You're a mindset coach. And I heard through the grapevine that you landed 5 or 6 corporate contracts. So can you tell the people who do not know what that is, what that is?
Yes. So 5 and 6 figure.
Come on.
Okay. See? Corporate and government contracts. So this is a really interesting story. So when I started my entrepreneur journey, you know, I was doing the interview training, resume reviews. I ended up going to this conference in Napa, California. Okay. My first time in Napa, I'm on the winery drinking the finest of wines. And I meet this gentleman and he and I, you know, start having a conversation. doing a little kiki, and he's like, oh, what do you do? I tell him, and he's like, oh, I'm a consultant. And I was like, oh, like, what does that mean? Tell me more. And he was like, oh, well, basically I get paid to train people all around the world, and I get paid like 6 figures a pop. And I'm like, oh, a year? And he's like, no, for like 3 months of work. And I said, what? I said, hold on, I got my notebook and my pen. And he broke down the game to me on how I can package my expertise and sell it to corporate and government agencies and make 5 or 6 figures a pop. So my first year in business, I made $175,000 off of one contract. That was the most money at that time that I had made in my entire career. I was making 6 figures, but not $175,000. And it was at that point that I was like, oh, so this is where I'm going to spend my time and really build my reputation and brand, because I'm all about working smarter instead of harder. So instead of taking a year to make 6 figures, if I have the formula to make that within 3 to 4 months, I'm going to double down on that. And if it's already utilizing a skill set I have, then why not? So that's how that came about. That's how I learned that game. And that's one of the things I teach in the Dare to Leap Academy, my online learning platform. And one of the main things that we teach women who want to transition out is like, you're in corporate and you can actually charge them as a consultant, not an employee, for what you're already doing. It's like a mindset shift, right? Instead of you having to work as an employee, you'll actually get paid 10 times more to consult them on exactly what you're doing right now. You're just outside of the organization now. So it's a key differentiator of our program, and one of the fastest ways for women to hit $1 million if that is their goal. Only 4% of women in business hit $1 million in revenue, and 56% of them are able to do that because they go after corporate and government contracts. So, you know, lucrative space.
Yes, absolutely. So God is good.
Yes.
You went from saying, why can't I close in this space? And, okay, God, I hear you. So let me go do this. And he says, now you're closing. 6 figures.
Yes.
Let me blow your mind this way.
Yes.
That's amazing. So, y'all, don't listen to the voice inside that says you can't. Listen to the one that says you can. And move when it's time to move. And you could do what you love to do and make the amount of money that you want to make. And it's smarter, not harder. I love that.
Yeah. And I'll add to that. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you don't have that voice that's saying like, you can do this, you got this, go seek out the voice that can be that for you. Like, go get the coach, go get whoever can bring that kind of like badassery out of you so you can start believing that you can do it. And we all need that help, like regardless of how confident you are, regardless of how established you are, how many accolades you got. Listen, Oprah, Tony Robbins, all of them got coaches. So nobody too good to seek out mentorship.
You got it.
And guidance. So if you know this and you're self-aware enough to know this, then invest in yourself and double down so you can like accelerate your learning curve and start living your life on your terms as quickly as possible.
And another key thing I heard you say was you actually had the courage to sit with someone and actually talk. A lot of us go in big rooms. A lot of us go in spaces and we're afraid to even ask, so what do you do? And then afraid to take out the notebook and actually write down what this person is saying, because they can drop the thing, the key that's going to change your whole entire life. And you did that. So how did you get the courage to start speaking out? Or have you always been this bold voice?
I think growing up in New York City has really helped me become an extrovert. Also, my mom and dad both have these big personalities. They walk into rooms and people naturally like gravitate towards them. So I think I was influenced a lot by that growing up and seeing how sociable they were and how outgoing they were, that I naturally picked up that skill set. And then growing up in New York City, it's like you have to have this grit. You have to have this like determination, and you're going to be thrown into the fire and you're going to have to figure it out. So I think that coupled with growing up on Wall Street, like that'll teach you how to get it together very quickly and really stand your own. So I think it was a combination of all of those things, and also God. Like, God put me on this earth to be a light and to show folks in my community, in our community, that you can literally monetize who you are and the beautiful parts of you that you've been forced to dim for so long because mm-hmm. you think that's the way to be successful.
Okay. So along this journey, we all face some challenges. What are some challenges that you faced along your journey of being an entrepreneur? Because I know at the end of, was it last year? You went through a spell where you were a bit drained and you were like, okay, I need to take a breath, take a beat. So how was that for you? What was your challenging moment?
So I lost focus and I felt like I didn't have clarity, which happens, I believe, to a lot of entrepreneurs because we're so, we're risk takers and we're creative and we're trying to think outside the box and we're, you know, pivoting and we're figuring it out as we go. Yeah. I don't care who is telling you they got to figure it out. They're lying to you, okay? They're lying. Like, we're all figuring it out as we go. And I just felt like I wasn't anchored. And that made me very uncomfortable. And not in the uncomfortable way where you're growing. It made me uncomfortable where it was kind of signaling to me, like, you got to do something about this. So the end of last year, I was having boy troubles. And I was like, you know what? I need to get away. I'm focused. I'm unfocused. I'm not anchored. Like, I need to do something. And so I decided to go on this spiritual retreat to Bali to find myself again. I also, it wasn't last year. It was the year before I turned 40. And, you know, I don't know who's listening that's around that age, but, you know, it's the moment. And you start thinking about, what is this next decade going to be?
Girl. Yes. Absolutely.
Right. And you start questioning life and you're like, what? Hold on a second. Like,
so that's normal before 40?
What is normal before 40?
To question everything like that. Because I hear 40 is the age where you just like, where your womanhood is like, oh, yes, I know who I am. And everybody goes through this bit of a transition before that age. So I'm just,
You know, it's interesting. This retreat that I went to in Bali, there were these young ladies there who were like 26, 25. And it was so interesting because we had the same questions. We had the same exact questions. And I was like, wow, like, we think that we're alone on this journey, or we think like we're seasoned now, like the younger folk won't get it. They won't know. And it's just like, wow, we had the same questions. We had the same desires. And we were all like, what's next? Like, what is the next thing? And one thing we all had in common also is we weren't giving ourselves grace for how far we came. Right? Which when I call it the gift and the curse of the ambitious, like you're like never satisfied.
We're never satisfied.
But you're an executor. So you're always like making things happen. And it works for you and against you. And you forget. You forget how much progress you have made. And you're like, you're so hard on yourself. And I found that that actually puts you at a disadvantage when you are not reminding yourself to be grateful and to like think about like, oh, I might not have the money I want, or I might not have the house I want, or I might not have the boo that I want, but I'm alive, I'm grateful, I can hop on a plane and come to Atlanta and and talk on a beautiful podcast and exchange this amazing energy. Like, you have to make sure that you remind yourself of all the amazing things that you do and have done.
So how did the retreat help you reconnect to yourself and get you those answers that can only come from within? How did that spiritual awakening happen for you over there?
So first of all,
I know it was beautiful. Bali, girl, Bali is amazing.
Our home was, okay, so there was Bali that I spent New Year's in this past year, and then there was Costa Rica the year before. So this journey has been, I mean, it's a life journey, really, when you think about discovering yourself and graduating to the next level of you. Like, it never ends. And you don't want it to ever end. Like, I think that's the beautiful part about life is that you grow and you keep learning and you keep expanding and really figuring out who you are. I don't think any of us know exactly who we are at every single moment in time. And that's okay. Like, you don't have to have all the answers. But this Bali trip was so moving because we're in this beautiful place, and Bali's like a very spiritual, yogi, hug a tree kind of spot. So already the energy is in the air for you to release and solitude and peace and rejuvenation. So the vibe was already there. And, you know, I went on this retreat, so they had sessions. I'm crying. I'm doing photo shoots, butt naked in the middle of the jungle. I'm screaming in the middle of the jungle. I'm releasing. I'm releasing. And at the same time, I'm receiving, like, this new kind of energy. And also this new, I would say, level of divineness.
Awareness, too.
Awareness. So coming back from that, I think one of the major challenges is, like, you want to hold on to that. Like, you don't want to let it go. But when you're in the middle of life and things happen, it's difficult to, like, sit still and to, like, journal and to meditate and to do all the things that you were doing halfway across the globe. So I have to kind of, like, commit myself and say, no, you have to commit to this discipline, which I believe transfers over to every part of your life. So not perfect, just because I went on these retreats and still have my moments of doubt, still have my moments of, am I doing the right thing? Don't even get me started on the men. But, you know, it's always coming back. Like, it's never too late for you to start again. It's never too late for you to be like, you know what? I was in the midst of the shenanigans, and now we're back. We're turning the page. Like, it's never too late to do that.
One of my favorite retreats is in Colombia. And I know it's, I think it's called Santa Marta. And before you get on the property, they make you take your shoes off. So you, it's literally no shoes while you're there. The whole 7 days, like, no shoes. And it's on the beach. We're in villas. And it's the most awakening experience ever, because there's no air, television, there's nothing. Like,
and there's no only air conditioning, Oh, girl, I couldn't do it.
That's what, listen, first day I was out there, my best friend accompanied me, Jasmine. Hey, girl. She literally saw me switch, which I think they do that for us to get really to know who you are. Like, and the moment I step on that property is no air. And I'm like, they don't have air? I said, it's hot. We in the middle of the jungle. What do you mean? And so instantly I get irritated. Instantly I get upset. Instantly I'm like, I'm hungry. Y'all need to feed us. All these things are coming up, not knowing that I'm releasing at all. And the second day, your body gets adjusted to the climate. So now at night, you're cold.
Interesting. And
during the day, you're still warm, but you're not hot as you were the first day, because we're used to central air. We're used to all the amenities.
The convenience, yes.
And by day seven, I'm like, I don't want to go nowhere. You know, and the yoga, the meditation, the dips in the ocean, all this, all the things that you think you couldn't do, you end up doing. And the people there are guiding you the whole time, because they're like, we know that you're used to this air that you love so much and the Wi-Fi that's unlimited. And now you can't have the TV, the phone, the things to distract you from how you really, really feel. And I recommend entrepreneurs especially, and people in corporate, the corporate realm, take that time to be alone with yourself and your true emotions. Like, not the ones that when you get hot, you can go in the cold and be like, oh, I'm comfortable. No, be, get uncomfortable and let all those real emotions out, because those retreats changed my whole life. Like, and I know for you, what's one thing on your, I know that you painted your soul, and I've never painted my soul. And when I heard you say that, I was just like, oh, what's a paint? It would probably be green, like a leaf or something, you know, if I had the opportunity to. But how did that change or transform you in some way by painting your soul on that canvas?
It reminded me of the power that exists within me. Because when we're in a space of ambiguity, we're less confident. We're less strong and bold, because we're insecure a little bit. So painting that I literally painted badass energy with like a whole bunch of colors. That's what came out. And I was like, yes, like continue speaking to me, God. Like continue, you know, flourishing my soul so that I can remind myself, you know, of this divinity and power that exists within me, because life has a way of like making you forget those things. And I love what you said about the retreat, like taking away air and Wi-Fi. One of the things that I had to adjust to was a completely vegan diet when I was at these retreats.
Oh, because they make you eat good out there.
Yeah.
You're not eating no fried nothing.
Fruit.
Yep.
Chia seeds, water,
yep,
tea,
all the things that your body needs.
But it's such an amazing like detox and release. And I truly believe that when you get your diet together and when you get your breathing together, like when you can control your breath, you can control your life.
Yes.
And that's harder. That's easier said than done.
For
sure. It's hard to sit still and like be in your thoughts and not wander. And it's something that I still am training myself on every day. And I think the misconception when people like do these retreats or when they're going on this like journey of self-exploration, they think that A, it's easy, or they think like that it's something they're gonna just be able to do on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
And it's not. And I think that's a beautiful thing because it like forces you to commit, which again is going to transfer to your business.
Yeah.
Like you have to commit. You have to show up even when you don't feel like it. And what makes it hard is like you don't have a boss that you have to answer to or show up to, right? You literally show up to yourself.
Yep.
So it's like a reflection of you, which
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sometimes it's a hard pill to swallow, you know?
Do you think it's important for people to get away and get in tune with themselves? And why do you think that's important? The way that you did, you said, okay. And then a lot of us too, let me say this. A lot of us don't get away because of that price tag. Cause it is expensive to go on the retreats now and get your own villa and things of that nature. It's expensive. So can you talk about the importance of not living in the scarcity mindset when it comes to taking care of yourself and your mindset? Because a lot of us deal with burnout and we don't necessarily take the breaks we need because of this. So what can you say about that?
I would say that that scarcity mindset comes from years of us being colonized. Okay, and years of us being told that we're not worthy, we're not enough, we're not of value. And that's where the scarcity mindset comes from. So once you're aware and know where it comes from, you can now look at it differently, in my opinion. Like, it's not you, there's nothing wrong with you. Understand that there's a reason why you are thinking this way about money, right? It's literally been passed down from generation to generation. So you have to be the one to break the mold, or you're going to pass it down to your kids and then your kids and so forth and so forth. And I believe that I pay for experiences. Like, I'm not like, you're not going to see me with a Birkin. You're not going to see me with the latest Chanel.
Yeah.
But you will see me paying $10,000 to go across the globe and find myself.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you will find me doing that. And each of us has to decide, like, what really matters to you. Like, is it really important for you to figure out who you are and why you are and what your purpose is and what do you really want to do with this life? Mm-hmm. If it is, then yes, you need to go away. You mm-hmm. need to discover, and you need to do that alone. Mm-hmm. Like all the retreats that I've been on, I've gone alone. I don't have any friends. I don't mm-hmm. want no booze with me. I remember I was dating this guy and he was like, but I can stay at another hotel while you're in Bali. And no. I was like, no, Toots. I don't want to entertain you. Right. I don't want to think about you.
Because this is not about you. I'm a care. So you're okay? Do you right. need anything?
I don't want to think yeah. about you. This is about me.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And I want you to be selfish. Like, it's mm-hmm. okay to be selfish. It's like when you're on the plane and the... you know, things fall from the sky, whatever those things are called.
Yeah, the mask.
Yeah, the mask, yeah, yeah. right? From the ceiling, and they advise you, put yours on first, yeah. even before your kid.
Right.
Because how are you going to be able to help anyone else if you stop breathing?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with, like, your spiritual journey and investing in yourself and finding yourself. Like, it's okay to be selfish. Mm-hmm. And I would say with the money scarcity, start with talking to yourself in the mirror and saying, I am wealthy. Mm. I am deserving.
Yeah.
I'm going to make $50,000 this week. Mm. Like, literally mm-hmm. start looking at yourself in the mirror and talking to yourself this way, because A, it signals to your brain that a shift is happening and there's data that supports this. Mm. But B, you're also letting the universe know, like, you're putting the universe on notice, like, mm-hmm. this is the life that I'm destined for. So if you find yourself stuck, empty, confused, yearning for something, like a desire, like you're yeah. like, oh, there has to be more to life, hop on a plane, go away. Girl, I'm still, so one of the things I did when I went to Bali,
mm-hmm.
I went economy on Emirates, which is a lovely experience. Cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not bad. Shout out to Emirates.
Yeah.
But coming back, you know, I was just on the high and I was like, I'm going first class back home, and bought my ticket and went first class back home. Very expensive, but I got to experience the lounge in the sky, ooh. The bedding on my seat, the TV, the luxury, the checking in on me, the caviar, the, you know, the little bag they give you with all the toiletries. Like, now I have that experience and I'm different, right? It's like elevated me to another level. And I never would have been able to have that experience if I wasn't like, you know what? F it. Like, I'll make the money back. That's operating without a scarcity mindset.
Mm. That's so important. Oh my goodness. Okay. And all I hear is like surrendering to what's uncomfortable and like really looking over that. So how has the concept of surrendering to uncomfortable experiences contributed to your journey?
Well, I've lost 30 pounds over the last year. And that has been very uncomfortable because I'm very comfortable on the couch with my potato chips, Netflix, and just relaxing. But where I'm uncomfortable is taking my ass to the gym, being disciplined on what I eat, hydrating, you know, setting healthy boundaries. So it has allowed me to really tap into this side of me of appreciating life my way and differently than the norm or what I'm around. So it just gives you this, like, again, it's like this badass that just power that just lives in you when you start taking care of yourself and embracing being uncomfortable. And I want to make this distinction because we often hear, like, you want to be uncomfortable, like, that's where you're going to grow, which I agree with. But also, being uncomfortable should serve as an alarm. Like, oh, I'm in harm's way.
Right.
Like, this is not right. So know the difference and the distinction.
For sure.
Because there is one. But you know, we grown.
Yep.
You know yourself well enough to know when you want some bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking about this uncomfortable, on another side or note, a lot of people, especially because I'm Christian, when it comes to retreating and getting away and being around sound bowls and things of that nature, our culture is very much like, I've lost friends because I have a sound bowl.
Wow.
Oh, yes. It's very much witchcraft in a lot of areas. I don't agree, and I don't think so. I think it's a beautiful experience. God meets me there every time. And so it's uncomfortable for people to experience different things. And I'm having a retreat in, it'll be in Atlanta, so you don't even have to hop on a plane, y'all. Y'all don't even have to hop on a plane. You just got to get in your car and drive to me. I'm having a retreat. It's called Same Room, where corporate women and entrepreneur women come together in the same room to be around a different mindset, but see where we're alike.
I love it in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. And if you're interested, if you're uncomfortable about being around some meditation, some love, and a whole lot of love, some hugs, some releasing, I dare you to step out of that uncomfortable space and come meet me at the same room. And if you're interested, go ahead, go to the website, creativeenergy.life, and send me an email or something. And just let me know, Joy, I'm interested. Or go to my Instagram, say, Joy, I'm interested in being in the same room with these women, okay? Because I want you guys to feel the transforming that happens when you're actually still. Mm. You're actually releasing what's heavy. And when we do this work, she's a mindset coach, I'm a soul coach. When we do this work, we need spaces where we can also release and have the same love we pour out pour back into us. It's important that we take the break to recharge. Everything, phones, computers, everything has to be unplugged, okay? And this is your space to unplug, okay, in the same room. And for some of you, it may be uncomfortable. For some of you, your family might be like, we don't know what they're doing over there. Y'all singing around fires and things. We don't know. We don't know what that is. Come out and check it out for yourself. I'm serious. Did you have any pushback when you started doing your retreats and things? Did you have people like, girl, where are you?
I want to answer that, but you said something so significant is get in the room. Mm. Like, I find that people now are so used to being inside. I think the pandemic got people like really like homey, which is, listen, I'm all about that. But it's time to be outside.
Yeah.
Like, if you're looking for a transformation and a shift and you know something needs to happen, like, you have to go outside.
Yeah.
You have to meet people where they are. Like, if I didn't go outside and go to that conference in Napa, I would have never been put on game, right, about this consulting thing. Like, you have to go outside. You have to shake the hands. You have to get uncomfortable outside. So please go outside and attend this event. And I actually am a firm believer, like, if you have people in your life that are telling you not to do it, you should do it. You should do it, because there's a reason why God planted that seed in you. Like, you should pursue it. Maybe that's not their calling.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
It don't need to be their calling. It's your calling.
Yeah.
So you need to tap in. When I went on my retreats, you know, I didn't really have anyone push back on me. You know, it's interesting. I don't come from a heavy, heavy religious family. I was raised Catholic, but I was the one in the classroom, like, questioning the nuns. Like, faith? Wait, I can't touch it.
I can see that being
I can't smell it. What? Faith? Like, that was their response to everything. And it was very hard for me because I was like, what? Because even love, I can feel, I can see, I can experience. The faith thing, I just couldn't plug the two together. And so for, like, my early adult life, I was kind of like in this wishy-washy place where I believed there was something bigger, but I couldn't put my finger on it. I really didn't identify with the religion. And I felt like I would watch the award shows and everybody would be like, I just want to thank God. And I'm like, oh, I don't got God to thank. And they would speak so beautifully about their experiences with God. And I'm like, why am I not experiencing things? Like, what is happening? And that was also a reason why I went on my first retreat, because I was like, I need to connect. Like, I need to figure out, like, what is happening here? And now the connection came, and, you know, we besties now. But, you know, it took me a while to get there. And the only reason why I was able to get there was because I was willing to kind of pay attention to what was going on inside. We tend to ignore those things, especially things that make us uncomfortable. We want to, like, suppress it, like, suppress it and, like, push it to the side because it's easier to pretend that it's not there. Crazy thing about that, it pops up in moments. It pops up in moments.
Especially when I got to that retreat, and everything popped up. Yes. I said, oh, I didn't notice this angry.
Yes.
Like, what?
And I find that we just wait until shit hits the fan for us to take action. Mm-hmm. And I really try to push folks, like, don't wait until your back is up against the wall and you feel like you have no other options. Like, be proactive in making your life, like, you're the architect of your life. Like, be proactive in building it to a place where you feel, like, happy to be alive.
Yeah.
Not just in the routine of waking up, taking care of the kids, taking care of boo, going to work, then coming back and doing it all over again. Yeah. Like, life is meant to be lived. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And if you're not in this space of gratefulness and appreciation for just waking up every day, then that's a good sign that, you know what? Maybe you need to skip church and hop on a flight and go somewhere.
And get around these trees and these birds.
Or get in the same room.
Come on, get in the same room, period. Period. Yes, like, it's so transformative. And I can't stress it enough. And so I was just really excited to hear that you took the investment in yourself to do the same thing. As a businesswoman, like, it's hard to get business women to tap into that soul part. They're very strong. They're very driven. And most times I think we're moving so much that we can't get to the place where I was like, oh, I think I might have a sister wound because I'm looking at all these women and I can't connect. Mm-hmm. Didn't know that from Tom's, didn't even understand it until I got to that place, the jungle, where I couldn't wear my shoes. And I realized, I was like, so I'm really stuck. I'm really, really bougie, Joy, because you acting like you cannot walk around and touch this grass. You know, like, it's just small things that you start to learn about yourself that I think people really need to know about themselves. So y'all get in touch and in tune with the inner parts of you. And when you do that, it'll change your business life. You will even look at your clients differently. You won't treat them as their money. You'll actually see that they're humans. You'll see that I could deposit some love here, even though I'm making money. I can actually take a break. I can work on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday's my day. Mm-hmm. And you won't feel guilty about it because it comes with some shame and some guilt, but do it for you, okay? How do you integrate the lessons learned and insights gained from the retreat in your daily life? How do you integrate that? Because when we come back home, it's like another detox because you're so free out there. And then you come back home and you're like, well, back to the hustle and bustle. Mm-hmm. But integration is huge. So how do you integrate? What do you do?
Well, I took some Palo Santo home with me.
Okay. I love your accent. Oh, my God. I love it.
Some sage, like all of my, as soon as I got home, I did my whole apartment and I was like, please release all the energy that is in here that's not supposed to be in here. And creating structure in my routine helps me kind of like stay focused. One of the beautiful things about entrepreneurship, if you have the freedom to do whatever you want, wake up whenever you want, go to sleep whenever you want. And at the beginning, that was cool. It was like, oh my God, this is amazing. But what I found is that without that structure and routine, it's really easy for you to get lazy and complacent and you to kind of like fall back instead of really step up to your fullest potential. Like that requires commitment, discipline, structure. So the way that I keep that in my life is by incorporating things every day. Like, for example, when I woke up this morning, I had a green juice. I chugged, 20 ounces of water. And that is a part of keeping the routine. Sitting down and just deeply breathing in and out.
Yeah.
That's incorporating the routine. In the shower, there's like this meditation app that I put on while I'm in the shower. And I just zone out. My fun in the shower. Like, it doesn't need to be huge leaps. It could be just small things that you integrate. It could be you just looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, thank you.
Yeah.
Simple as that. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't need to be drastic. It doesn't need to be extreme.
An hour too long, yeah.
Yeah, it could be these small things as you're, walking to pick up your kid from daycare, just saying out loud, like, wow, what an incredible life I live.
Yeah.
How thankful I am. I remember, what was it, the day before yesterday, I cried because I had a friend come and like pick me up in like this Rolls Royce, and it was my first time, and then like he had this plush carpet, my feet was all soothing, and I was like, wow, he had like the stars in the sky and everything. And I was like, oh, okay, this is cute. But when he dropped me off, I was like, wow, thank you, God, for like putting people in my life that just like want to show me different things.
And you can get
like,
experience.
And it's not even about the Rolls Royce.
It's not.
Like, it's not. It's like the principle.
Yep.
Like, thank you for bringing someone into my life that like cares enough, that wants to expose me to different things.
Luxury, honey.
Right. To different
And we're
things.
Deserving of it.
We're and deserving. We are deserving to, because let me tell you, my feet, I felt like I took off my shoes.
See?
And I was like, I need to feel this on my feet.
I'm with you on that.
It's just lovely. Yes. But like little things like that, like it doesn't take much for you to just
be
appreciate.
Grateful. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's lovely. Oh, God, I love it. I don't know where I was going to go after that. Because listen, I've been there where he gives you, you know, God gives you a taste of what's good. Like, no, this is yours to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
That's fire. Oh, and that's what I was going to say. Integration. There is a 5-5-5 thing that I do, which is 5 minutes of meditation, 5 minutes of writing, and then 5 minutes of reading. And it's only 15 minutes of your day.
I love that.
Five. And when you want to change that time, you can. But for a lot of people, it's, you know, our days get really hectic. But 5-5-5, the number of change. You 5 minutes, and you can do it in whatever order you want to do. If you want to read, then meditate, then journal, however you want to do it. But it's just 15 minutes of your 24-hour day. So on your lunch break, if you got an hour, do 15 minutes and then you eat, you know. But integrate the time for you and your spirit, okay? Because you are a spiritual being in this world, okay? Yeah. So take care of your spirit the same way you take care of your physical, okay? Thank you. Okay, so what message before we get, because she has a freebie for us, but we're going to talk about that in just a second, okay? What message would you give the people before you exit us and leave? What message, something that they can chew on?
Something that you can chew on. So one of my favorite quotes by one of my favorite poets is, be mindful even if your mind is full. And that's by De La Vega. And I want to leave you with that because life is hard, yo. Life is really hard. Life is also beautiful. And we have to be mindful of ourselves, of our magic, of our light, of our power to make decisions for ourselves and for the people around us, even if it's chaotic and crazy. And we also have to be mindful, even if we feel like we're in this black hole and there's no exit, there's no way out, how the hell am I gonna get myself out of this? Being mindful to the point where, regardless of the chahos that are around you, regardless of what even might be happening in your home, keeping your mind mindful and vibrant will always set you free.
I love that. Okay. So tell us about the freebie that we have.
So the freebie.
And
yes.
Then tell us about your summit.
Okay, perfect. So the freebie for anyone who's tuning in that is interested in entrepreneurship, but unsure where to start. All you know is you don't want to lose your financial security, but you have a calling. Like something is telling you, I want more. Or maybe you just want to create additional income streams for yourself through entrepreneurship. I have a free training where it will show you the 3 steps that you can take today to start your business. So I'll give you the link for your folks absolutely on the house. So if you're stuck, definitely check that out. It'll give you clarity and allow you to kind of take the next step forward. My summit, which I'm really excited about, is called the Secure the Big Bag and Wellness Summit.
Come on.
And this is happening in November in New York City. I host this annually for the past 7 years. And the summit is all about what the name entails. We're going to talk about how to secure the big bag. So how to get your coins together, financial wellness, financial literacy. And I'm talking about the stuff that truly matters that we tend to want to skip over, like a living will, a trust, investments that can make a lot of sense for you and your family going forward, creative ways for you to monetize your skill sets, things that are really important, tax, creative ways to not get taxed crazy. Because let me tell you something, when I got that $175,000 contract, that year I had to pay Uncle Sam 40 grand. Like, it still hurts my soul, but it was because I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know the game. I didn't know tax strategy. So it's important for you to know these things and also how to leverage credit. Like, how do I leverage these Amex points, baby, so that I don't have to pay for my flights anymore, right? These things that we tend to look over. And then the wellness component. I truly believe that you will never be happy regardless of how much money you make unless you are spiritually aligned. And there's a wellness component to everything that you do. So we'll have the yogis on deck, the sound bowls on deck. And we'll have the heart-led souls on deck as well. So you can have this hybrid of getting to the bag and also getting to this spiritual freedom and alignment that all of us are like yearning for. So that's in November.
That's fire.
Yeah, I'm excited. You could go to securethebigbag.com and get your ticket.
Yeah, and all her links will be in the description below. So y'all go check her out. Follow her on Instagram. Tell them your Instagram.
Sure. So you can follow me at IMIAM Victoria Jen, J-E-N-N. You can find me on all the social media platforms there. And then for my LinkedIn folks who know that that's where the decision makers are, who write the big checks, it's Victoria Jen Rodriguez over there.
Oh, I love LinkedIn. I need to get locked in with LinkedIn is what I need to do.
Girl.
They say it's popping over there.
It is popping over there. And don't be intimidated by the platform because a lot of what people are posting on Instagram, I'm now seeing on LinkedIn. Like, it has shifted. I mean, they're not posting the bikini pictures they're not twerking. That's not happening. And I don't advise you to do that. But, you know, the lifestyle components are transferring over to the platform. Because if you think about it, I think post-pandemic, all of us are starting to realize, like, we want the human connection. We want to know more about, like, the individual, the authenticity. Like, that is what's going to gravitate people towards you and want to work with you and want to hire you over someone else. So being able to kind of, like, showcase your personality on that platform is becoming more and more popular. So definitely, if you're not on LinkedIn and you want to secure the big bag, that's where the people writing the big checks are. They're on LinkedIn. They're on Instagram for like a hot 5 minutes, kiki. No, but they're on LinkedIn reading captions. They want to learn something. They want to connect. So it's a completely different audience over there.
That's dope. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's an honor to have you on the couch for real. I've learned so
Same
much.
Here.
And I'm
Thank
sure you.
You
have learned so much too. So y'all put some comments down. Y'all stay connected to Victoria Jen. Y'all stay connected to her. And remember, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, no matter how you grow, baby, there's always room for you right here on the couch. Till next time. Peace.
Bye, guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.